Battle for the Body, Chapter 16, The Ultimate Healing. Healing promised to claim. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Introduction. The Bible indicates there is an appointed time for each person to die. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Study the following outline if you are terminally ill, and or use it to help you minister to someone who is terminally ill. Ministering to the terminally ill. I. There is a sickness unto death. In John chapter 11, verse 4, Jesus said the sickness of Lazarus was not one unto death. This means there are sicknesses unto death. I. There are two types of natural death. A. Premature death, turned to destruction of flesh, that the spirit be saved. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 4 to 5. B. Appointed death, because of the natural processes of life. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2, 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14, Isaiah chapter 38, and 2 Kings chapter 20. I. The goal of healing is not immortality. A. Even those Jesus raised from the dead eventually died. B. Some people are supernaturally kept from the effects of old age, like Moses was. Others follow the natural way of aging, as Joshua did. C. The Bible does not promise immortality in this world as part of the healing covenant. Do not be disturbed when Christians who believe and have ministered divine healing die from sickness. This happened to Elisha, yet years later his bones had power to raise a dead man. This confirms he could not have died because of lack of faith. IV. God can give wisdom and discernment. God can give wisdom as to whether or not it is the appointed time to die. A. If God reveals it is the person's appointed time, then help them prepare as Jesus did the thief on the cross. 1. Be certain they know Jesus as their Savior. 2. If they are a believer, be sure there is no unconfessed sin. 3. Encourage them to set their business affairs in order. 4. Encourage them to make restitution if there are problems between them and other people. 5. Help them understand death comes to all. For the believer, death is just an event within the parameters of eternal life. We need to change our attitude about it. We are not to seek death, but we are not to place such an undue emphasis on the present life that we prefer it to the one to come. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. Death is an enemy, and it is the last enemy that will be destroyed. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. The resurrection of Jesus was the first fruits to show that death is conquered, although it is not yet destroyed. It is the terror of this enemy that is disarmed for the believer. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55. Even if it is time for the believer's death, it need not involve fear, distress, and agony. God gives dying grace as well as living grace. 6. Help them understand that God is sovereign. He can still intervene at any time to permit them to live longer. 7. Focus their attention on the resurrection and eternity. Use the following references. Job chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. John chapter 11, verses 5 to 6, Romans chapter 8, verses 10 to 11, and verses 17 through 18 and 22 to 23. Romans chapter 10, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 42 through 44 and 54 through 58. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18 and chapter 5, verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. B. If you do not receive knowledge from God as to whether this is the appointed time of death, 1. Continue to pray for healing according to God's will. This does not demand your wishes, but releases God to do according to his will, whether it is to take them or to raise them up. 2. Pray in the Spirit, since the Holy Spirit knows the will of God and will properly make intercession. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. 3. Encourage the sick one to commit themselves to total trust in God, so that whether in living or dying, they know they are in his hands. Job chapter 13, verse 15, and chapter 19, verse 16. John chapter 10, verse 29. 4. Focus ministry on preparation for death as well as physical healing. V. Death is the ultimate healing. For the believer, death is the ultimate healing. There is no more pain or sickness, and you enter God's presence whole. Sickness and sin are similar. We are saved from the penalty of sin or sickness when we accept Jesus as Savior and Healer. We can continually be delivered from its power as believers, but only in the future when we go to be with the Lord are we saved from its presence. God has a way of using things Satan intends for evil and turning them to good. Death was the penalty for sin, and by the death of Christ came life. This is why death is swallowed up in victory. In death, God performs the ultimate healing. Death is swallowed up in victory because those dead in Christ will rise again. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 55. When a believer dies, we should rejoice because something precious has occurred. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Psalms 116, verse 15. For the believer, death comes as a release from this world of sin. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house made not with human hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up in life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 2 and verse 4. At death, the believer has entered the presence of the Lord. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. A man named Arthur Brisbane pictured the funeral of a believer as a crowd of grieving caterpillars all wearing black suits, mourning as they carried a cocoon to its final resting place. Above them fluttered an incredibly beautiful butterfly.